Well, yeah, you know, you go the week before against Bolton, and it feels like you've been kicked in the backside because you concede so late on. So that doesn't feel like a positive result, in which it was. But on the other hand, last Saturday at Rotherham, because we've done the exact opposite to the previous week, we've scored late. It feels like it's a bit of a win. But obviously, we understand we've got to quickly start picking up 3 points instead of one. But there's lots of encouraging signs. I'm seeing it not only in the games. I can feel the tempo and the intensity on the training pitch is getting higher and higher each day to where I want to be. I can feel the togetherness and the spirit of the group is really improving all the time. So lots of positives.
Obviously, as you mentioned there, you need victories, you need wins. Are you perhaps having to maybe gamble maybe more in games than you would normally do or not?
No, I go out to win every match, and you know, that's what we're trying to do. So, but we will, as the season goes on, we will have to start taking calculated risks at times in games, which might leave us a little bit open at the back.
And Birmingham this weekend, obviously your former club. I just wonder, on reflection, kind of your thoughts of your time at St Andrews.
Being on record as saying it was a proud moment in my career to manage such a huge club with great history, a fantastic fan base, terrific people behind the scenes in terms of the people at St Andrews and at Wast Hills, the training ground. Got looked after ever so well, myself and my family. I'm really pleased that they've got the results that I knew I thought the players could deliver. I want to obviously beat them on Saturday, which would be Gary's first defeat, but, you know, nothing but good things to say about the football club. My only regret was, you know, probably wanting to win more games because of the support that I received from the terraces. They're a terrific group of people and they give the players tremendous support. And, you know, it hurt when I lost my job because I was loved being in there. So, but I've moved on, my career's moved on. I'm enjoying being here at Blackpool, and I'm looking forward to it. It'll be a tough game. They're like Bolton, they're one of the form teams in the division. So we're expecting a very tough game, but I think they will be as well.
Yeah, but any victory will be sweet. Would it be even sweeter with it being Birmingham?
No, not at all. Not at all. Doesn't matter who the first 3 points come against. It's our next game, so that's what will make it sweet. It's nothing again. Not, you know, there's no significance on it being Birmingham. I can't be selfish enough to deal in that way. We're in too much of a predicament to be worrying about what's good for Lee Clark. It's what's important for Blackpool, and that's, you know, continuing the upward curve in our performances and gaining points, but hopefully this time being three.